This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Should we talk to Dave Murray right now? Dave Murray, first and foremost, did you ever have trouble saying the word meteorologist?
No, never.
Of course not.
Nor spelling it. When you have trouble spelling it, just add another O.
that's probably good advice. So the snow is here in downtown.
Yep.
As we look out the windows, it's starting to flurry on down.
The line is basically from the immediate St. Louis area to the west and to the southwest and to the south right now. Roads, just looked at some road cameras from Gray Summit area and along I-44, and they're not quite snow-covered yet, but there's certainly snow on the ground, and the roads are getting a little bit dicey.
So, Dave Murray, the chief meteorologist here at 97.1, you've been pretty confident going into this that this is going to be a snow event.
Yep.
I heard you say the other day, I think with Dave in the afternoon, that you think that this might be as the biggest we've had in years?
Probably since 2013, 2014.
So that's
been a while.
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, I've had children since then that have never seen a snow event since then. So
anyway. But remember, we had 7 inches of snow through the month of November.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had snow this particular winter season.
So what kind of numbers are you thinking we're still looking at?
The number 8 as a general number, but I could easily see spots up to 10 inches. I think some people will say, "Yeah, I've got 10 inches on the ground." But that's when it's all done. And when it's all done, we're talking about probably after 10 or 11 o'clock at night on Saturday night. So we've got a lot of snow to come. The real core of this snow is going to be tonight. Yes, it's starting now, but the heaviest snow is going to be this evening and overnight, about a 6 to 7 hour window of some pretty intense snowfall. There will be hamster-sized snowflakes out there that will add to the quickness of the accumulation. Then it should wind down probably fairly early in the morning on Saturday, but that's not the whole storm. We get a little bit of a dry slot in here. And then the backside will come over as the storm slows down a little bit, and that will bring an additional accumulation as we go through Saturday afternoon and into Saturday evening. So the road conditions are going to go down quickly this afternoon. The evening rush, it's going to not be the prettiest thing in the world, but I think a lot of schools have let out. I think businesses are letting out early, get people home. That will help a lot. And the gap, this little dry slot that will come in Saturday morning, will really help the road crews out before we get another inch or two during the afternoon and into the evening. But when it's all said and done, I like the general number of 8 with some spots up to 10.
Any concentration on where those bigger numbers might be?
No, that's what's kind of weird about this system we've been talking about for the last couple of days. Put a pin on a map right in downtown St. Louis and then draw a circle 200 miles around St. Louis, everybody's going to be in that number. A little less, slightly less, once you get south of Farmington across southeast Missouri, southern Illinois. But even there, we're looking at 4 or 5 inches. Why it will be a little bit lower there is that some rain will get mixed in and tamp the accumulations down. And there will be some sleet from time to time. So don't be surprised if you hear some pings of sleet on the rooftop or on your windows. And that will slightly bring the accumulations down. I don't see a lot of sleet in this, but I do think there will be some sleet.
Hey, Dave, real quick, if you are a OCD snow shoveler like I am, you talk about that break tomorrow afternoon. When that break hits, is that a good time to clear everything off, or is it just a waste of time
I'm a firm believer, especially when we're talking about amounts of 8 to possibly 10 inches in some spots. I'm the kind of guy who when I was working on TV, I would come home late at night, shovel the driveway, and then go to bed, knowing that I would be up early, you know, covering the system, you know, get some sleep for a few hours, and then shovel it again in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll have to shovel it again when we get that second round, like Saturday evening, you'd probably have to shovel once again.
Yeah.
But that, and the only reason I do that is that it's a lot easier to do that than shoveling 8 to 10 inches of snow at one time, because this will be a heavy, wet snow.
Mm.
Not going to be the easiest thing to shovel. Now, the plows aren't going to have any trouble with it, but as far as
your back,
your driveway, your sidewalk, that's not a pretty picture.
So, Dave, if you were the type of girl who would rather wait until it melted, when would that happen?
I like
first
it.
First of all, I'm not female.
I wasn't going to ask you to weigh in on that.
Well, he could identify as
yeah.
one, right?
Yeah. If he wants.
You know, I would say, you know, a snow cover like this is going to keep our temperatures down for several days. On Sunday, we're still talking clouds, a little bit of freezing drizzle, a little bit of light snow, though no further accumulation. And Monday, it will still be around. Tuesday, it will still be around. And then on Wednesday, we start to warm up a little bit. I think by the end of next week, most of it will probably be gone, except for some northern, you know, northern-facing areas. This is great news, though, for Hidden Valley. This is a great snowfall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Chief Meteorologist,
easy for you to say.
Dave Murray, I'm sure you'll be on with Dave Glover and the show
yeah,
coming up here.
Actually, we'll be on at about 10 minutes after 1, and then be on with him a couple of times throughout the afternoon, mm-hmm. and we'll be on tomorrow morning, first thing in the morning.
Yeah, perfect. So if you want to stay updated on this with the best in the business, we have him right here at 97.1. Dave, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Anytime.
Absolutely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.